Gold is a better way. And other wealth-building secrets Wall Street doesn't want you to know. Author, Adam Baratta. The Wall Street Way tells that the proper way to invest is to own a selection of stocks and bonds, and no matter what happens, stay the course. They tell us not to own physical gold. They say gold doesn't do anything. It just sits there, doesn't pay dividends, and costs money to store and insure. According to Wall Street, physical gold is for crazy people and conspiracy theorists who think that the world is coming to an end. I believe Wall Street has sold us strategies that are in their best interests, not necessarily in ours. Gold remains the basis of the monetary system. One of the biggest arguments against gold is that it doesn't provide any return. Gold does not pay any return because gold has no risk. Permanent loss of value is a risk that all financial assets have. Gold will always be gold and has no such risk. Gold is static and unchanging. It is what allowed gold to become money 5,000 years ago as early barter systems became untenable. It's what we will go back to in the future when the monetary system fails. It's for these reasons that gold first became money. Are you healthy? What tests can we do to measure the levels of our investments and the strength and weakness of our financial health? What are considered normal or healthy levels for the assets we invest in? Are your investments healthy? Before arguing what new strategy you should consider for the future, let's be sure we are on the same page as to what has already occurred and the underlying reasons why. From there, a new strategy will be revealed. The Everything Bubble. Believe it or not, there are ways to measure whether assets are undervalued, fairly valued, or overvalued. Investing is actually not very complicated. Buy low and sell high. The reality is that most average investors do the exact opposite. They buy when things are high and sell when they are low. The Warren Buffett Indicator. Warren Buffett is among the most famous investors in the world. He has a preferred metric he uses to measure the overall value of the stock market at any given time. In a 2001 interview with Fortune magazine, Warren Buffett is quoted as saying, "The best single measure of where stock valuations are at any moment is the market cap GDP ratio. When the total amount of money in the stock market is between 70 to 90% of GDP, our equity markets are fairly valued. When the total amount of money in the market is below 50% of GDP, the equity market is significantly undervalued. When the amount of cash in the equity market is above 115%, the market is significantly overvalued. Today, this ratio sits at 149.6%. By this measurement, the overall stock market today is significantly overvalued and has only been this overvalued one other time in history." Cape Shiller, another way to measure price. Price to earnings, PE ratios, is a good way to look at the price of a company's stock. Robert Shiller is a Yale economist whose PE ratio has been widely accepted to the most accurate long-term metric to determine overall value of the market at any given time. The Cape Shiller PE ratio for the market currently is at 33 times earnings. Based on this ratio, the market is nearly 100% higher than historical long-term norms. Revenues versus profits. Another way to look at price is by comparing stock prices to revenues. The problem is that almost every investor in today's markets owns these outrageously expensive companies, Netflix, Amazon, and Google, either directly or within mutual funds and exchange-traded funds, ETFs. Besides being richly valued, these companies have another thing in common. Not one of them pays a dividend. The only reason to own these stocks is to be able to sell them for a higher share price to someone else. When valuations revert towards their mean, as they always have in history, investors who own them will be left holding the bag. Bonds are dramatically overvalued. What is the best way to measure if bonds are undervalued or overvalued? The main underlying fundamental for bonds are interest rates. The term price when referring to a bond can be confusing. The higher the yield or interest rate, the lower the price. Conversely, when interest rates are lower, bonds price are higher. But what is normal or average? The historical average for the prime interest rate is 7%. The prime rate is the rate at which banks lend to the public and is most closely correlated to the 30-year Treasury note, the rate that the government pays its long-term creditors. What is most important to recognize is that interest rates are near historical lows. The prime rate has averaged roughly 3% over the last decade, nowhere near the 7% historically average. Remember, the key is to buy low and sell high. Gold performs for different reasons at different times. However, there is one long-term fundamental that most impacts the future price of gold: rising government debt and deficits. Debt went up, but gold came down. What happened? As interest rates went lower, our ability to serve our debt strengthened, allowing our country's underlying credit rating to effectively get stronger, even though we were adding to the overall debt. We have doubled the national debt over the past decade, and yet we pay roughly the same amount today in interest payments as we did in 2008. This is why gold came down in value. The fact that we have expanding and not contracting budget deficits only further exacerbates the fragile situation. As our costs to service debt go higher, I expect the price of gold to move dramatically higher as well. Risk. Wall Street's way to keep most investors fully invested is to suggest a diversification among the assets held in a portfolio. The idea with this diversification strategy is that while some assets in a portfolio may lose value at certain times, others in the portfolio will gain at the exact time and offset those losses. One of the greatest points of emphasis in this entire book is that stocks and bonds are more correlated today than they have ever been. The most obvious and major risk to Wall Street's all-in diversification strategy of holding stocks and bonds is the tremendous loss that will be incurred should interest rates surge higher from existing levels. This event could cause both bonds and stocks to lose value at the same time. If you want to avoid risk and have a truly diversified portfolio today, you must look to own asset classes that are not correlated with one another. Passive investing. In an environment where virtually all stocks have gone higher, owning an index fund has been the best way to maximize performance. Central bank policies have lifted all boats. Up until now, there are massive risks inherent in these index funds. 1. We have some exceptional corporations in our country that have promise and upside potential for future growth. At the same time, we also have companies that have managed to stay afloat, binging on debt, whose futures are far from certain. An index fund cares little about fundamentals as all companies are acquired. The result is that all boats get lifted in bull markets. 2. The bigger the company, the bigger its weight in the benchmark relative to other stocks. This leaves investors more vulnerable to bubbles which will inevitably burst. 3. If buying everything helps passive index funds outperform active managers' gains on the way up, selling everything will speed up the pain on the way down. 4. One of the biggest risks resulting from the growth in passive investing is the potential lack of liquidity. The next downturn will likely get exacerbated as selling begets more selling, as buyers will have less cash available to purchase. Some reasons why it is more essential to own gold now than any other time in history. 1. Perhaps the very number one reason to own physical gold now more than any time in recent history is the current threat of war. War can take many forms and can be a hot war, a trade war, or even a cyber war. Should this worst-case scenario occur, expect financial assets to plummet globally while physical, tangible assets explode higher. 2. The challenging thing about predicting a financial crisis is that nobody knows where the next one will come from or how bad it could ultimately be. Anyone who owns physical gold, this scenario, will be in the best position to capitalize, while everyone without will suffer severe paper losses. 3. While many individuals own physical gold around the world, especially outside the United States, it is estimated that the amount of outstanding paper contracts meant to be backed by gold are leveraged anywhere in excess of 50 to 1. While this has not been an issue, up until now as the system for trading paper gold has held up nicely, this could shift dramatically in a crisis. It's time to take action. We are in a late cycle economy that is over-leveraged, facing inflationary pressures and suffering from slow growth. Financial assets will underperform from this point forward, and tangible assets and commodities will surge. If you want to prepare yourself to win, there is only one thing left to do. Buy gold now.